Welcome to Evening Prayer, Tuesday the 1st of December 2020. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Reveal among us the light of your presence, that we may behold your power and glory. Blessed are you, Sovereign God, Creator of light and darkness. To you be glory and praise forever. As evening falls, you renew your promise to reveal among us the light of your presence. May your word be a lantern to our feet and a light upon our path, that we may behold your coming among us. Strengthen us in our stumbling weakness and free our tongues to sing your praise. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God forever. That this evening may be holy, good, and peaceful, let us pray with one heart and mind. As our evening prayer rises before you, O God, so may your mercy come down upon us to cleanse our hearts and set us free to sing your praise now and forever. Amen. Psalm 74. Refrain, arise, O God, maintain your own cause. O God, why have you utterly disowned us? Why does your anger burn against the sheep of your pasture? Remember your congregation that you purchased of old, the tribe you redeemed for your own possession, and Mount Zion where you dwelt. Hasten your steps towards the endless ruins where the enemy has laid waste all your sanctuary. Your adversaries roared in the place of your worship. They set up the banners as tokens of victory. Like men brandishing axes on high in a thicket of trees, all her carved work they smashed down with hatchet and hammer. They set fire to your holy place. They defiled the dwelling place of your name and razed it to the ground. They said in their heart, let us make havoc of them altogether, and they burned down all the sanctuaries of God in the land. There are no signs to see, not one prophet left, not one among us who knows how long. How long, O God, will the adversary scoff? Shall the enemy blaspheme your name for ever? Why have you withheld your hand and hidden your right hand in your bosom? Arise, O God, maintain your own cause. Yet God is my King from of old, who did deeds of salvation in the midst of the earth. It was you that divided the sea by your might and shattered the heads of the dragons on the waters. You alone crushed the heads of Leviathan and gave him to the beasts of the desert for food. You cleft the rock for fountain and flood. You dried up ever-flowing rivers. Yours is the day, yours also the night. You established the moon and the sun. You set all the bounds of the earth. You fashioned both summer and winter. Arise, O God, maintain your own cause. Remember now, Lord, how the enemy scoffed, how a foolish people despised your name. Do not give to wild beasts the soul of your turtle dove. Forget not the lives of your poor forever. Look upon your creation, for the earth is full of darkness, full of the haunts of violence. Let not the oppressed turn away ashamed, but let the poor and needy praise your name. Arise, O God, maintain your own cause. Remember how fools revile you all the day long. Forget not the clamour of your adversaries, the tumult of your enemies that ascends continually. Arise, O God, maintain your own cause. Redeeming God, renew your broken people with your Holy Spirit, that they may work your narrow way and greet your coming in Jesus Christ our Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever. Amen. My soul is waiting for you, O Lord. In your word is my hope. My soul is waiting for you, O Lord. In your word is my hope. There is forgiveness with you, so that you shall be feared. All your word is my hope. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. My soul is waiting for you, O Lord. In your word is my hope. Let us pray. A prayer of awareness. At the ending of the day, in the quiet of the hours, at the interplay of light and dark, we wait with the earth as it rests, that we may give thanks for darkness, that we may open to night's senses, that we may remember the ground from which we come and know you as presence in the mystery, as evening breeze in our soul, as everlasting strength in earth's body. At the ending of the day, we wait that we may know you as lover of the night, as lover in the night. Awaiting his coming in glory, let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. May the Lord, when he comes, find us watching and waiting. Let us bless the Lord. Alleluia. Alleluia. Thanks be to God. Alleluia. Alleluia.